I photographed, loaded, developed, scanned, and edited my own black and white film photos all myself. I'm very proud of myself. So, yay! Let's talk about it. Woo! Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Feel Free Crispy podcast. I'm your host, Scarlett Ford. If you don't know me, I'm a level 5 fine arts student in the University of Wolverhampton. And today we'll be talking about the fact that I have learned how to develop black and white film and scan it and edit it, and I'm just a don. It's really annoying I've learned so late on in my uni education, because like I only have a week left of uni this year because I'll be off for a surgery, so I won't be going back in. So like I've learned how to use all these facilities and I've got 1 week left to actually do it. Yeah, but it's okay. Yeah, so that's what we're talking about today. Also, I finished invigilating the British Art Show. I'm done. So we're talking about that. And yeah, that's what we'll be talking about. Yeah, so let's do it. So anyone who doesn't know, I've recently gone to film photography. I've wanted to do it for years, but it's just so... I think it's such a foreign concept to lots of people. It's quite confusing. I know for me, I used to look at like the film photos and like, well, how do they get from like that in a roll to like an image? I don't know. But so I took all the photos myself on my Canon app. I will put the link in the description of like the camera I have. It's a Canon QL17, I think. G3 QL17. So it's something. It's something like that. Anywho, so the photos I've developed are all photos from the NEC car show. So I developed them all myself. I did this roll. Actually, this roll I did have a tiny bit of help, but the other roll I did myself. That was on my Olympus trip, MD. And all those photos went terrible because I didn't use flash, and that camera, I think I've worked out now with one of my friends, you have to use flash inside. I'm not a big fan of that camera. I think that's one of the cameras that when I get more experience, I'll probably sell. But it's, you know, it's a point and shoot, and that's what I wanted to have a go on. I'm just sad because I was so excited to see these photos, and they're all really dark because I, like, didn't get enough light in them. I don't know, but whatever. But it's okay. Failure's part of the process. But I wish I used, like, a cheaper filming there. I used Tri-X 400, which is, like, one of the most expensive film. Like, black and white films, one of the highest quality, and all the photos are crap. I'm really sad. No, I'm going to try to edit them in Photoshop and see if that, like, does anything. Fingers crossed. Yeah. Anywho, so yeah, that's that. But yeah, so I got these photos, I loaded the film. Now, loading the film is so difficult because you've got to do it in the dark. I'm actually, like, I did one roll of film. I didn't... under 10 minutes, which for me is like a great achievement, because before I've literally been in the loading bay for half hour and I haven't even finished it. I had to get Electra to help me, so I'm getting much quicker. I've been practicing loads at loading it, and yeah, I'm just really excited and proud of myself, and it's just something I've really enjoyed. I'm really sad about the fact I'm having surgery because I won't be able to do it for so long, because I won't, like, to be in the loading bay, you've got to stand, and to you know, to load, to develop the film, you've got to be standing, and I won't be able to do that for a while. So, you know, it's just a bit sad, but I'm looking forward to in third year to develop all the rolls of film and all photograph over the holidays. I'm going on a cruise in a few weeks. This Saturday I'll be on a ship, which is really crazy to think about. But yeah, so I'm going to be taking lots of black and white film with me. The reason I'm taking black and white is just because I like the fact I can develop it myself. The uni doesn't have colour film developing facilities. And I like the relationship with the image, knowing that I have done all the chemistry. Like, that's something really beautiful. And, like, I don't know, it's like there's car photos I've taken photos of, and the owners of the cars are like all like old cars, and so like they work on them for ages, and it's like a labor of love, and it's not the most practical thing, but they do it because like they love it. And it's the same with film photography. Like, it's a labor of love, it's not the most practical. Like, obviously using a DSLR would be a lot quicker, or like a phone, but a phone is just so crap. Like, you just take the photo and that's it. Where's the relationship? Like, yeah, you can edit and stuff, but it's like film photography, it's so difficult and so like My camera is such personality and sass, and it's so annoying at times, but it's teaching me a lot, and it's one of my friends, which I know sounds really weird, but yeah, so it's like, you know, then you have to load it and develop it and scan it, and it's a lot of work, like the cards are, but when you get the image, it's such a joy, you know, and when the car goes right, it's such a joy. So it's, I think the relationship between what's in the images and the, like, the medium I've used, the film photography, is quite special. So yeah, I want to, when I go to car shows again, I want to use black and white photos just because I can develop them myself. If I could develop my own color, maybe I would, but color film's also quite toxic. So, you know, I'm here, like, I want to be sustainable, then I'm using, like, quite a toxic medium. Film photography is not great, but I'm hopefully going to try, once I get better to grips with it, like, learn more and different ways I can be more sustainable. But I do like how you can recycle some of the chemistry. You can reuse chemistry. So some of the chemistry, I don't know which ones exactly. I think it's this fix and stop bath. Tell me if I'm wrong, but I think it's them. We recycle them, so we use them again and again, which is good. But yeah, that's film photography, and I've just loved it. And I love going down to the photography lab. For my cruise, I'm going to buy some Ilford film. I might buy a roll of Tri-X. It's just so expensive. It's like £8 a roll. And I just don't want to be dealt with that. And to us, I really do like the Ilford black and white film. So, you know. And I would buy it for my uni, but our photography technician has COVID at the moment. So I might have to bite the bullet and buy a bulk from Amazon tomorrow. I'm going to go to uni tomorrow and see if he's back in so I can buy some. If not, I'm just gonna have to buy loads of Amazon and yeah, bite the bullet. Yeah, maybe I could buy some film abroad, I don't know. But to be honest, like, I'm having surgery, so I'm gonna have to be super careful on this holiday. Like, it's gonna be fun, but like, I've got to be really cautious because my surgery is like literally 3 days after I get back. Literally, I get back and I self-isolate straight away, so it's like, I've got to be so careful. So it's like, I'm going to try reduce the risk as much as possible. Double mask when I need to. Sounds like fun, doesn't it? Yeah. But yeah, that's film photography. I love it. It's difficult. It's arduous. It takes time. But it's such a joy. And my favorite camera by far is my Canon R. The trip. Oh. I don't know, it's just something about the images in the Canon R that are so beautiful. I love the focus and that you get the blur in the background, you get that one bit that you focus on. I just love it. It's a beautiful camera. Is it temperamental? Yes. Is it heavy? Yeah. But it's mine. Yeah. Anyway, next segment on. My time in Virginia and the British Art Show has come to an end. The art show's been here for 4 months, pretty much. I've invigilated, like, I'd say average, you know, 6 hours a week, every week. How's it been? It's been really good to, I'd say the best bit was meeting the people who I've met in the art world specifically. I've met Hamid Nazar, who is one of the co-curators. I've met him twice. I just spoke to him last week, actually. He asked me for my name, and, you know, what can I say? I've got quite an odd story to tell, but I won't, because I feel like that story, if I tell it, might bite me back in the bum if I do tell it. So I won't. I'm gonna have a filter for once. I'm known for not really knowing what to say or not. I'm saying the wrong thing. What else did I do? I met lecturers. I met Zarina Muhammad from the White Pube. Like, what? I met, I think, Tim Robinson, I think that's his name, Oscar Murillo's photographer. I've met, a fellow podcaster. I've just met lots of people who are really interesting. People from John Hanser Gallery in Southampton, which I really wish I could. I'm going to Southampton this Friday, and I really wish I could go check out the gallery, but we're going there, like, late, and then we're leaving early the next day. To reduce the risk of COVID, which I get. It's just I really want to see that gallery. another time. I've met people from the Whitechapel Gallery. I've met people from the Plymouth Gallery, where they're hosting the British Art Show. They're the final host. I've met people from the HCA, which is Hereford College of Arts. Met people from Northumbria. Lots of people from Staffs Uni, because they're nearest Birmingham City Uni. Yeah, lots of people. So yeah, it's been great. Has it always been easy? No, I do find invigilating. I will be really honest. It can be quite boring when you are, you know, because sometimes that you do have quite slow days where there's not loads of people there. And that can be really difficult. For me, the days are the best when there's the most people who I can talk to. But it's been really fun challenging myself and, you know, trying to get surveys from the audience. It's been difficult times. You pluck up the courage to ask someone, hi, do you want to do a survey? Or do you want to, we have this like glossary thing we're trying to get people to do. And they just like say, you know, no, blatantly to your face. Or like, they're like, oh yeah, that's cool. And then they just walk away and you're like, okay. So yeah, but I always did ask people and have that confidence. And yeah, it was just cool. I've lost the t-shirt they gave me though, and I'm heartbroken. So it's somewhere in my house. I just don't know where. It won't not be in my house because, like, I haven't really left, you know, gone, stayed anywhere. So it's somewhere here. But yeah, it's been really good. And it's been good having that kind of independence saying, oh, I'm going, you know, on my shift now and just, you know, getting used to being on time and getting used to communicating with, like, my bosses. And I don't know, it's just been a really great experience for my CV. And it's just been a really, really, really amazing experience to have. And I've been so lucky the British Art Show's been in my uni. And I'm really excited now to work in those spaces. And yeah, I'm sitting there in that space. And I've spent so much time in the space knowing my degree show will be there. And so I think I have a massive advantage now. Kind of, I've had months of experience of seeing how people interact with the space. And so when it comes to my degree show, I will have a lot more, I think, a massive advantage over people who maybe don't know the space as well, because I've spent hours in there and I've watched people for hours. And that's one of the things I love. I love watching people look at art. When I go to galleries, the main thing for me is not the art, which I know it sounds weird. Art is obviously one of the main things, but I do think just like the space, the way the art's been set up, the order, like it's been curated, the way they've asked the audience to walk through, it's all been really interesting. And then I love watching people look at art. I know it sounds really weird. So the fact I've got a job, okay, I'm not paid, but whatever, I call it a job, but you know, the fact I've got a position where I can watch people look at art is amazing. I'm a bit voyeuristic. I love watching people look at art because it's so interesting, like how they stand, how people do like a little, they do a little dance to their feet. They kind of walk past and they might stay on one foot a little bit, watch for a bit, and then they'll turn to walk away. Sounds really creepy. I've noticed all these things. But it's interesting because you see what people give attention to. You see some people leave the room, come back to look more at the art. And then you see some people that literally, and this really like breaks my heart and it really hurts me to watch. They come in and they take photos of the art and then just leave. And they don't actually look at it. They just take photos of the art and then they leave. And I'm like, you may as well just be looking at it on Google then, in my opinion, because I think there's a certain elegance and beauty in being able to be in a room with an artwork. I don't know. But yeah, that's the British Art Show. It's been really great to be part of. I'm super lucky. And yeah, I'm, you know, working with Offsite 9. I've been able to help Kathleen Farber, I believe her name is, set up an installation work. That was really cool. I'm working with Offsite 9, working with school students. I'm doing that on Wednesday. I got to be honest, I'm really scared. The presentation's pretty much finished. Got to send it over. I don't really know what I'm teaching them. I'm teaching them collage, but I don't know what I'm doing. I don't have enough cardboard. I'm just having a little meltdown at the moment. Should be fine. Yeah. So that's me. No, it should be fine. To be honest, I'm pretty chill. I'll just be like, hey, get some cardboard, let's rip it up, let's rip up newspaper, and let's just make stuff. Yeah. Anyway, fingers crossed, it'll be fine. Anyway, bye. I've just realised I recorded this whole episode not looking at a script. What? Yeah, okay. Anywho, so yeah, this little ending bit is just like, next time we speak, I will be on a ship. So the next episode might sound slightly odd because I am basically pre-recording it in a few days. So it won't be the most up-to-date, but I will just speak about something that'll be interesting, hopefully. I didn't not want to release an episode, but I didn't want to bring all my stuff on a ship with me and have to, you know, edit and do everything while I'm on holiday, when I'm meant to be spending time with my family. But yeah, so I'll have an episode out, and then after that I have surgery. So I will be doing an episode a few days after I'm being operated on, because I'm not doing an episode. I don't care if I've just been cut into. So if I sound a bit groggy, not next episode, the episode after, it's because I've just been anaesthetized. Yes. Anywho, yeah, so that was just that. But yeah, my time at art school this year is coming to an end. I'm going to have to pack up my studio. I'm really sad about that. Yeah. Also, I have a job. Oh, I should say, I have a job. I am a student ambassador for the University of Wolverhampton. I haven't been paid yet because they haven't sent any opportunities yet. So I'm just waiting. I'm like, come on, give me an opportunity to work so I can get some money so I can buy some film. Yeah. So yeah, I've done that. What else? Oh yeah, I have mobile banking now. Sorry, I also have Apple Pay. What? I'm so smart with my phone and my technology, and I'm just like, oh, I'm cool. Sorry. Also, I have my work in the Besant Gallery, I think it's called, in the Arch Uni. I'm really irritated that the gallery's closed on the weekends when most people come to the uni, because my art, also I don't think the show's been promoted enough by the uni, so I'm like, hello, it's Scarlett Ford. I think my art's pretty good there. It's my Women Art History series. And, oh yeah, I should be open about failure too. I applied for this, like, open call for women in history, and I applied this project and it didn't get accepted. And I was a little sad just because, like, it was literally about alternative photography processes. It was a whole organisation run by women. For me, it was perfect for it. Like, because it was literally about women art history, but never mind, it's okay, we will find more opportunities. And I don't want to always have people think that I get everything I apply for, because I do not. Anywho, let's move on. Thank you all so much for listening. I really hope that you enjoy this episode. It's 10:30 now. I've got to have this done, edited everything by 1:00. Because I'm going to the British Art Show. I'm going to be seeing I haven't actually been to the gallery yet. I've been to my uni's one, but with my knee, it's been really difficult to get over to the art gallery and to find some time. So going there, and I'm super excited. And yeah, going to be seeing that. I'm also going to be seeing my art in the gallery at my uni. So yeah, I'm super excited. So yeah, I gotta go and get ready. Also, my iPad's on 2%. Yeah, anyway, I hope you all have a good time. Fingers crossed I don't catch COVID. I hope you enjoy your Easter. I will try and make my next episode entertaining, even though it's going to be recorded like nearly 2 weeks in advance. But I'll try. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I wish you all well. I hope this episode brought you some joy. Stay well, stay cool, and stay awesome.